Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I need to file an unemployment claim.
Can I have your social, please?
424-43-3070.
And have you ever filed before?
No, ma'am.
And you said 424-43-3070?
Yes.
Hey, can I have your first name, please?
Shane Webb, or Shane, S-H-A-Y-N-E.
And your middle initial?
H.
And you said your last name is Webb?
Yes, ma'am, W-E-B-B.
And have you ever worked under any other name or social?
No, ma'am.
And what's your date of birth?
July 21st, 1995.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
12.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Floyd.
You said Floyd or Lloyd?
Floyd. Why do you need my mother's maiden name?
It's a part of the claim questions.
Okay. It's just, how is it relevant, though?
It just helps for security verification.
Okay, thank you.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have that number?
Yes. 8460310.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And did you want it in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And what bank is it for?
All In. Credit Union.
And
I
did
have
you
the routing number if you need it.
Okay.
It is 26218374 9.
Hey, you said 26218374 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And the account number?
One moment. The account number is 366-33394.
I have 366-33394.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mailing address?
321 County Road 206, Troy, Alabama. 36079.
And you said, what was the city again?
Troy, Alabama.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the past year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
334-494-2056.
Can you repeat it one more time?
334-494-2056.
Hey, just to verify, I have your mail address. That's 321 County Road 206, Troy, Alabama 36079.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
What month was Tamara Todd born in? April, July, September, November, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
I'm not familiar with this person.
In what county do you currently live? Clay, Coffee, Crenshaw, DeKalb, or none of the above?
Coffee.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1005 Tower Drive, 2165 Monza Drive, 561 William Street, 7420 Meadowood Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
And in which of the following states does Virginia Webb currently live or own property? Alabama, Kansas, South Dakota, Wyoming, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
Alabama.
And which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-897-0299, 334-897-0731, 334-897-1759, 334-897-5443, or I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't know what that means.
A trade readjustment allowance.
No.
And when was the last day that you worked?
Let me check my calendar. July 22nd.
And that was of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered?
This is only for temporary unemployment, right?
Well, each week when you call in and do your certifications, you only you claim benefits for each week that you do a certification for.
Okay.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I'm currently employed, so Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess I never really thought about it. I don't know. Do I have to give a number? Can you tell me what people normally say?
Maybe around 20 or 25.
Okay, 25 seems fair.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16.50.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date is that?
August 1st.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your job title?
Line associate, I guess, something like that.
And if you weren't going back to work, would you be seeking a job in what you're doing now?
Probably, yeah.
And who's your separated employer or the job that you're filing for?
Who's the what?
Who's your separated employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Wayne Farms.
And do you have a phone number for them?
Yeah. (334) 897-3435.
And do you remember what your start date was there?
August 22nd, I believe. No, August 20th. August 20th.
And that was of 2021?
No, that was 2014.
And you said your last day was July 22nd?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city are you working in?
Jack, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you said you're on a temporary layoff?
Yeah.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And I'm now going to give you a PIN number for you to be able to do your weekly certifications. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
1 second, please.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Hey, it's 7095.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm just going to read you the closing statements.
Mm-hmm.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Since you are job detached and have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week and could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Mm-hmm.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Webb, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
You said I should receive the benefits within 7 days, right?
Oh, you'll receive a letter informing you of how much you'd receive and
okay.
With a few instructions, but it takes 2 to 3 weeks to be approved for the benefits.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Hey, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.